Well, as we've been reporting this morning, National MP Sam Uffendale has been stood down from the party's caucus while an investigation is carried out into further allegations of bullying which were raised by RNZ. This from a woman who flirted with the Tauranga MP in 2003. She told Morning Report that he was aggressive, he was a bully, once pounded on her bedroom door screaming obscenities, and she fled through her window. Sam Uffendale issued a statement late last night. He denied claims that he engaged in anything that was bullying or intimidation in this incident. He said there was a falling out between flatmates, but he denied the allegations that were put forward by this woman, who was a young woman at the time. The allegations, of course, follow these revelations that as a teenager at 16, he beat up this younger boy at Auckland's King's College boarding school and then was asked to leave the prestigious school. We spoke earlier to the National Party leader Christopher Luxon.
Yeah, I know this is frustrating. It's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for a lot of National Party members and supporters, for sure. But if I can just go through, you know, what has actually happened is that, you know, we lay down pretty clear expectations of what we expect from candidates and my MPs, and we're very clear about that. And you saw the King's College bullying.
Yeah. No. We're not going to go all through that, mate. You put your talking points down. I want to talk about culture in the National Party, right? Do you remember these MPs? Andrew Falloon?
Yes, I do, Guy, and I know what you're talking about.
Hamish Walker?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Jake Bezant?
Yes.
Aaron Gilmore?
Yes, didn't know him personally, yep.
Jamie Lee Ross?
Yes, I know what you're talking about, Guy.
Todd Barclay?
Yes.
So you've got an issue here, haven't you?
Well, what I'm saying to you is we're working hard on making sure that we have really good candidate selection processes. And Sylvia Wood and I have worked hard on that over this period of time. We've got much more rigorous vetting and referencing processes, but we're also reliant on candidates to be really transparent about their past.
That is Christopher Luxon when we spoke to him about half an hour or so ago. Let's talk to our political editor, Jane Patterson, about the implications of all this. Kia ora, good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning, Corin. Good morning, Guyan.
Easy mistake to make. Both went to Kashmir High Schools at some point. I think Corin slightly after me. Sam Uffendale, has he got a future?
I think that Christopher Luxon, taking one step back, had no choice but to put him on suspension effectively by caucus until this matter is looked into further. I would have to say that Sam Uffendale's future is looking pretty shaky at the moment, but like anybody else, he deserves natural justice in terms of allegations being made and the ability for them to be looked into more carefully, especially given that he has denied them. He said he rejects any accusation. But look, politically for Christopher Luxon, this is very damaging now. It is the point where we had the initial story come out. Sam Uffendale had come out and fronted it, and that is what the party thought that they were dealing with. But look, obviously, we've seen in other instances like this, the danger is always that other people come forward, either emboldened by the publicity around what's happened or upset about some of the comments that the person involved has made. So that's where the National Party is now. They've really been flying blind as a leadership team, given, of course, too, that they only found out themselves, roughly the same time as the public, about those initial King's College that situation with Sam Uffendale.
What is a good result in this respect? Because often in these cases, when you've got an MP who's gone rogue for whatever reason, the party starts to try to push them out. But you've got a guy who's just come in a by-election. So do you think that they want to get rid of him? Or do you think that, I mean, because they can't really have another by-election, can they?
I don't think that they can have that situation in terms of the by-election as the predominant deciding factor. They have to look at the facts of the case. Is he fit to be an MP? Is he someone that National wants in their caucus as a member of Parliament? And if the answer is no, and they then proceed along the way to removing him or pushing him out of the party, then if there's another by-election, then that is a consequence of this. Obviously, incredibly early, he's only a few months into his time as an MP, but they really have to look much more long-term about, you know, what what his situation would be if he remained in Parliament and whether they have confidence in him. That's going to be the first question for Christopher Luxon. Now, Maria Jew QC is experienced. She's handled some politically difficult reviews in the last few years, including the culture review at MediaWorks and also sexual assault allegations against a Labour staffer, again, a few years back. But 2 weeks is not a long time, especially to look into something that happened a while ago. So it really is going to be very, very dependent on that. But again, it comes back to candidate selection. And part of the problem for National is the cumulative effect of this. If it was just a one-off for several years, then it wouldn't have the same impact. But it just raises those questions about candidate selection, about the culture of the party, and actually whether they had actually fixed the rules properly after that 2020 election review. They looked specifically at this area. And this by-election was the first time to really put those new rules into practice.
Mm. Just finally, Jane, how would you rate Christopher Luxon's handling of all this?
Solid. At this point, he has come out. He has fronted the issue. The National Party have been receptive over the last couple of days in terms of communication. It's really going to depend on his final decision when that report comes back and the expectations again of other MPs as well. National cannot have this dragging out for any longer than it needs. So Christopher Luxon needs to be upfront. He needs to be decisive and show that actually culture is going to be upheld in the National Party depending on the outcome of that review.
Thanks, Jane. Jane Patterson there, our political editor.